You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
This week in the future of cars, you get what you pay for, by Arion Marshall. If you want to cheap out on a new shirt, you're heading, say, to Target instead of Bergdorf Goodman. You probably expect to get a totally fine piece of cloth to hang on your back, and you won't get too upset when it inevitably falls apart. The same, tragically, does not apply to American roads. If you don't pay what the street is worth, the street is going to be bad, for everyone. Potholed, packed with traffic, smoggy, poorly monitored by law enforcement. In San Francisco, local authorities are taking shots at pricing parking closer to what they're actually worth and adjusting what you'll pay based on demand. Accurately pricing something all residents use, whether it's a parking spot, a toll road, or the air we breathe, won't solve all our problems, as I wrote this week about SF Scheme. But it might cut traffic and be better for the planet in the long run. Meanwhile, Jack Stewart sums up his trip to the LA Auto Show. It was electric, stuffed full of virtual reality, and surprisingly okay with moving slowly. Missed all our coverage? Let's get you caught up. Stories you might have missed from Wired this week. Jaguar is the latest automaker attempting to put Tesla's wheels over the fire with its new I-PACE electric SUV, out next year. Jack took a ride inside one. The company won't let anyone drive them yet. And found a cranky air conditioning unit, but delightful specs. 400 horsepower from two electric motors, a 250-mile range, and a giggle-inducing 0-60 sprint in 4 seconds. Jack's comprehensive list of trends and features on display at this year's LA Auto Show include very short leases, car companies that are also secretly electric companies, hello, Mercedes, innovative internal combustion engines, and opting for funky design and interior comfort over sleek aerodynamics. San Francisco is poised to do what no other major American city has: price parking meters according to demand. Trial programs have found the scheme fills underused parking spots, great for businesses and city coffers, and decreases circling for parking and greenhouse gas emissions. But don't expect this plan to solve the area's horrific traffic issues. Sensible buy of the week. Looking for a gift for the practical family man or woman in your life? Consider the 2019 Lamborghini Urus, the long-awaited 650-horsepower SUV capable of hitting 190 miles per hour, which will start around $200,000. The kids in the backseat are gonna love it. Just don't let them spill anything on the fine leathers. Required reading, news from elsewhere on the internet. Another reasonable car, the flame-firing 2019 Corvette ZR1. This thing does not have to be in the market, but the sleuths of Road and Track tracked down an unlisted video on Corvette's YouTube account showing the 755-horsepower monster belching fire at full throttle. Stay tuned. I'm scared. Nissan will launch a 2-week autonomous vehicle trial in Japan in March, in which a pair of self-driving electric Leafs will give rides to members of the public. The company wants a driverless taxi service on the road by the early 2020s. Lyft riders in Boston's Seaport neighborhood may soon find themselves in a robocar. The ride-hail company and Newtonomy, an MIT self-driving vehicle spinoff acquired by Delphi this fall, began a pilot program this week. Both companies are hoping to collect useful data on Boston traffic and driving behavior. Speaking of Delphi, the automotive supplier officially spun out its powertrain business this week, becoming Delphi Technologies. The unit dealing with self-driving cars and connected and safety products is now Aptiv. You can now order a donut, a venti, soy, no-foam latte, or even a night in a hotel room through your GM model year 2017 or 2018 infotainment system. Convenient? Maybe. Safe? Experts say maybe not so much. National Safety Council President Deborah Hirschman says the souped-up system could contribute to the country's already dire distracting driving problem. Stay safe, Angelenos. The LA Times reports some navigation apps are directing drivers straight into areas threatened by wildfires because there's no traffic. City officials are asking locals to follow law enforcement's directions instead. The New York Times goes inside the whimsical Florentine taxi therapy service that has given free rides to local children suffering from cancer for 16 years. In the rear view, essential stories from Wired's Canon. Wired's 2014 piece on the science of congestion is the definitive word on why building more roads or widening highways doesn't solve cities' traffic problems.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.